From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump travels to Saudi Arabia today, the first stop on his first foreign trip as president. A number of American CEOs are tagging along because it turns out there are deals to be done in Saudi Arabia. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on the state of trade between the Gulf Kingdom and the U.S.
The U.S. actually had a slight trade surplus with Saudi Arabia last year, although now we're back to a deficit. CEOs from U.S. banks and other corporations are hoping to change that. They're scheduled to sign big deals at a Saudi investment summit scheduled to coincide with President Trump's visit.
We heard that there'll be 30 CEOs and $50 billion worth of deals.
That's international trade consultant Judith Barnett. She says U.S. banks have already landed contracts advising Saudi oil giant Aramco on an initial public offering. U.S. oil services and drilling companies want to do more business in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia wants to diversify its economy, and the Saudis prefer U.S. investors, according to Andrew Bowen of the American Enterprise Institute.
Unlike other emerging markets where U.S. companies have to compete, it's clearly the message that we want to do business with America.
Bowen says there is one hitch. Saudi Arabia's expansion plans depend on higher oil prices. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.